This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News for Sunday, March 29th, 2015. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Matt Bathrick in the Columbia paper reports that the Ghent Town Board last week addressed the high-voltage power lines proposed to go through Columbia County by adopting a resolution asking the Public Service Commission to, quote, carefully scrutinize all the environmental issues and review impact on the environment by this project to the maximum extent possible, unquote. The transmission lines would carry more than 1,000 megawatts more than the current lines and are part of Governor Andrew Cuomo's Energy Highway Initiative, stretching from Albany through Greene County and Athens to Pleasant Valley and Dutchess County. The board voted unanimously, picking among two proposals, one from town attorney Ted Gutterman and another from Ian Solomon, head of Farmers and Families for Climate, a member of the Hudson Valley Smart Energy Coalition and activist group opposed to the power lines. Quote, I just thought Ted made it soft. He took some of the language out of Ian's proposed resolution that I thought was pretty good wording, unquote, board member Mallory Mort said. Quote, in my opinion, I think I see why Ted omitted some of this language, unquote, replied board member Richard Sardo. Quote, I'm not comfortable with it, unquote. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Derek Hawkins from New York News via Public News Service has a report on wind power in New York.
New York is drawing more of its electricity from wind power than ever before, but that trend could stop if the state abandons its renewable energy targets this year. The state's renewable energy standard requires New York to get 30% of its electricity from sources such as wind and solar, and it's set to expire at the end of 2015. Kit Kennedy of the Natural Resources Defense Council says the wind industry could feel serious consequences if the state decides not to extend it.
Particularly for wind, it's extremely bad news. It means that this important policy, which has really supported investments in wind power and the growth that we've had in wind power, will just come to a halt.
But there are other options for the wind industry if the standard expires. Governor Andrew Cuomo has created a green bank to fund as much as $5 billion in clean energy investments. The governor's office says the bank is designed to support wind and solar development, as well as energy efficiency projects. In March, New York drew a record-breaking 7% of its electricity from wind power. That's up from virtually nothing 10 years ago. Kennedy says New York should keep up that progress by not only extending, but expanding its renewable energy goals to 50% by 2025.
That is both an ambitious and an achievable target because, of course, New York State is blessed with great renewable energy resources, not only wind and solar, but a lot of hydropower, which we've successfully harnessed.
New York's first wind farm started delivering power in 2000. In the past decade, wind power in the state has grown from about 50 megawatts to more than 1,700 megawatts currently. For New York News Connection, I'm Derek Hawkins.
National Weather Service in Albany predicts a sunny Sunday with a high near 38 and a slight chance of snow showers after 2 a.m. with a low around 23 overnight. Monday, there's a chance of snow showers before 11 a.m., then a chance of rain and snow showers between 11 and noon and turning to rain afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high near 42 and a low around 31. Tuesday, there's another chance of showers after 2 p.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high near 45. This is Tom Rowe with WGXC 90.7 FM Acra.